Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Jessica with Turn the Page podcast, Syosset Library, and I am remoting in with our librarians,
Evelyn
and Stacy.
And this is one of our special edition episodes during the COVID-19 crisis, and we are very lucky today to be joining again via remote. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. This is Jennifer Rubens from Penguin Random House's library marketing team. And I'm thrilled to talk to you guys again. I wish it was under, of course, better world circumstances, but it's a pleasure to chat with you guys.
And I have to say, Penguin Random House, you have all been wonderful. I know I mentioned this when we interviewed with Skip Dye, but by chance at the PLA conference, which was, I guess, the last library conference of the year because everything is on pause. I fortuitously sat down next to Skip and a colleague of his at Kitchen Notes in Tennessee. And that's where this beautiful partnership has arisen from. So thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure. And I wish we had met too. I feel like it's possible we have, and it'll be so lovely to meet you guys again one day.
One day.
I feel like I know you now.
We'll look forward to that, Jen.
Yeah. And I have a history with Long Island libraries as well, as you know, because I'm from Long Island and I grew up going to the Halfell Hills Library, but that's very close to Syosset, and I have a lot of love and appreciation for knowing what it means to be lucky enough to grow up with a fabulous library. And I'm so impressed by what you're doing, not just at this time, but especially at this time, considering what's going on. So thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's discuss what Penguin Random House has been doing during this time period.
Yes. And I have a long list, because what's really been amazing to see, despite how difficult this time is that the resounding passion for books hasn't gone away and is, in fact, I think needed more than ever. So one thing we've seen a lot of is this kind of message of how books connect us, and that's become a hashtag and kind of a cry for unity for book lovers everywhere to talk about what they're reading and listening to and just to find more connections in a digital way. So if you look up the hashtag Books Connect Us, you'll find a lot of what I'll be speaking about. But what's great too is that Penguin Random House has created a lot of hubs where you can find all these things. So even if I speak quickly or you miss everything I mentioned, because there is a lot out there. Hopefully, well, I'll send you some links maybe that you could put up. But I think what's great is that if you go to some of these like hub pages I'll mention, then you'll find a ton more information. So for example, if you go to penguinrandomhouse.com, just our corporate site, right on the homepage, you'll find a slide that says, you know, check out our virtual events. It's Books Connect Us Live, and they are continually updating it. And it's incredible to see all of the amazing authors who are taking part. And they're just all these videos and story times and live readings and discussions, virtual coffee events. And so you can find a lot there. And I guarantee, no matter who you are, you'll find an author that you love that you want to virtually spend some time with, thanks to these ongoing events. So for example, there's Penguin Kids Storytime Live, at 11 a.m., or Oliver Jeffers did a stay-at-home story time on Instagram Live on April 6th and 8th, and again tomorrow on the 10th. I'm dating this, which maybe I shouldn't do because I know this might be listened to next week, but the great thing is that if you go to this site, you'll still find these things. So they're uploading videos, even if they took place in the past, but they're also telling you what's coming up. So
Jen, Oliver Jeffers is the one who wrote the crayon books?
Oh, that's Daywall.
Yeah,
that's...
he illustrated that.
Oh, he did. Right, right, right. I was like, I thought it was Drew Daywall, but Drew Daywall. Yeah.
They're so cute. It's funny because I've been reading those recently. I have a almost 3-year-old, and I just recently introduced the crayon books to him, and we've read them many times this week. Yeah.
They're,
it's been so great. I mean, speaking of, to find ways to incorporate like books with other activities. You know, I spend a lot of time working in audiobooks, and those coloring books remind me, it's a great segue to be like, oh, let's color while we listen to an audiobook. And we've been doing that too. And that's been really fun. So there, that's been a great way to fill the day in ways that are kid friendly too. There's so many wonderful children's authors taking part, but it's not just for kids. That's a question that's come up a lot is, you know, are these online story times just for kids? We also, as you spoke with Skip about, we have the temporary open licensing for, you know, doing online story time, and it's not just for kids. It's for all of our books and audiobooks. So we're really making sure that, you know, knowing that our audience is anybody and everybody who wants to join us and find a connection through books online. So it's really for all ages. There are just tons of examples of different ways to join. Simon Sinek is doing a book club on April 11th for Start With Why on YouTube at 3 p.m. I mean, there's such an endless list. When I knew I was going to talk to you guys, I was like, where do I even begin? So again, that's penguinrandomhouse.com. And if you click on the first slide that has, you know, the virtual events, Books Connect Us Live messaging, you'll find the most updated page, which is wonderful. And another thing I wanted to mention, because I brought up audiobooks specifically, is that I know holds are high right now for a lot of people's favorite books or things that they really need. And one way to alleviate that a little bit is that the Volumes app, which is a free audiobook app from Penguin Random House Audio, through April 30th, they're offering 3 free audiobook downloads of wonderful family listens, including The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, which is read by Brooke Shields, and Grimm's Fairy Tales, which is read by a full cast of everyone's favorite incredible award-winning narrators, including like the legendary Jim Dale from Harry Potter, and Great Expectations, read by John Lee. So if you download the Volumes app, no matter who you are, whether you're a librarian or a patron, these 3 family listens are available to everybody for free within the app, and they're yours to keep forever. So
I downloaded Great Expectations yesterday.
You did?
I did. Hopefully I'll get to it, but it's something I, believe it or not, I've never read it, so I figured this is a
really?
Good time.
You know what? Yeah. I have to.
Maybe I'll download it too and read it with you.
I wanted to just interject here because, you know, I wasn't going to say anything, but now I want to, because I think it's kind of a testament to how much we are all working during this time. We're super prepared for this interview because we did a first take about 2 days ago, and there were all sorts of technical difficulties, including we're able to connect remotely, but I ran out of the library with our podcasting mixing board, so you know, that's like, I'm hiding in my guest room from my kids, and I'm calling in with Stacy, Jennifer, and Evelyn. But one of the detriments of trying to figure out how to work from home and also having young children at home is they can just kind of walk in at any time. And there were just like, it was like such a good interview. And because I thought I muted just my microphone, but I muted everybody, we lost a good deal of this conversation, which I thought was so valuable. So thank you to everybody for coming back for take 2, and to our listeners for hearing about how we're working through technical difficulties during this time.
Well, I completely understand. For one, this is Jen. I mean, I have a small child at home as well. I'm sitting in a locked bedroom right now because he's going through a dinosaur phase where he likes to roar like a dinosaur a lot. So if you hear any roaring through the door, that's why. But also, coming from audiobooks, I mean, even in the best of circumstances, I completely understand. Mistakes happen. We need pickups. We need retakes. I mean, it's just the nature of I think, having a really clean edit in the end. So I completely understand, and it's no problem. And it's nice, actually, because now we get to talk again. And talking about how books connect us, I feel
absolutely.
Like it's been so wonderful to connect with new people virtually at this time. I feel like it's opened us up a little bit more to finding ways to do that. Like, you know, maybe we wouldn't have all been talking a few weeks ago. And even though we wish we weren't going through this terrible time, I'm grateful to you reaching out and wanting to talk. And that's a good segue, perhaps. And I know you guys joined yesterday. One thing that we're doing for librarians, if there are librarians listening out there, is Penguin Random House library marketing team, which is the team I'm a part of. We've created a new show, I will say, a morning buzz from our homes. We're from our home libraries to yours. And every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're gathering at our various home desks or, you know, wherever we can find a spot. And we've been so thrilled to do book buzzes for librarians all over the country and in Canada. We were having a lot of fun when we did one yesterday, seeing all the various towns and cities that people were watching from. And we're really so grateful to be able to connect with so many librarians and talk about both upcoming books and then also exploring backlists and digital opportunities and having a lot of fun having a virtual chat and coffee with all of you. So that's every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's for librarians. And it's called the PRH Morning Buzz. So,
and it's great.
Yeah, I did it yesterday. I loved it, Jen.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we couldn't do it without an audience like you guys. So thank you for joining us. And we hope
it's really, really cool. I kind of was at the one yesterday. I had it split screened because I also had a meeting at 11. But I sent them the link. I was like, guys, you should, if you haven't registered for this, here you go.
Oh, thanks. You're like our publicist.
Because I think someone was trying to do it. And then I was like, here, I'm in it. I have the slides. I see the slides. I'm going to re-listen to it, though, because I like that you should also have the archive.
Yes, absolutely. So that's another thing I think worth mentioning. Even if you can't join at 11, please register and we'll send the link around of what you missed and you can still enjoy it. And you all did something similar, right? Where you did a book talk virtually with your patrons recently. That sounded so cool.
We do a title swap.
A title swap. That's what it was called. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It was mystery and suspense.
That's so wonderful. And I'm sure, you know, you said you had a great turnout, that they must be so thankful that you did that program.
We had people. So you want to talk about people from all over. We had somebody who, where did she remote in from to join us?
Washington.
Oregon. That's what it was. Yeah. That was pretty incredible. You know, finding somebody there. I mean, we had our own patrons, which, I mean, it's, you know, it's nice for everybody to see familiar faces. But this young woman remoted in from Oregon and she was like, hey, I'm here from Oregon.
That's so beautiful that it's opening up your library to people from everywhere. And that's just so great. A testament to your outreach and the need for what you are doing at this time.
And her biggest question was, how does she get the ARCs that
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I said, well, librarians are just lucky. We're magical and we get all these great books. But we have to thank people like you for sending them.
Absolutely.
Well, we're lucky to have librarians like you who are in need of that material and using it in the way that we hope and that you need. So yes, and I should mention, we talked about this in our first interview, that if you are a librarian listening and you need to you know, have access to galleys via Edelweiss or NetGalley, you can email us at library@penguinrandomhouse.com.
Yeah, but I haven't checked to see if I've been whitelisted yet.
Don't worry. You will get, we'll set you up.
Thank you so much.
And another thing worth mentioning, I think, that's available to everybody, because I know you have patrons and librarians listening, is a podcast called This is the Author, which is a weekly podcast where you can get access to authors in a really unique way, because we ask them questions while they're in the audiobook studio. So whether they've narrated their entire audiobook, which is quite a process for someone who doesn't normally do that kind of work. So we ask them questions like, you know, what was it like? Can you describe it in one word? What surprised you about the experience? And it's really fun to get to hear these authors' answers because it takes them out of their comfort zone in some ways a little bit, or they discover this whole other passion for, you know, reading their material aloud in a way that's surprising to them. I mean, there's just so many really neat and different stories about what the experience is like. And then also, even if they come in to just read their author's note, for example, like Eric Larson did, and we were so thrilled to have him in the studio recently.
We interviewed him for Turn the Page. He's going to be in episode in a few weeks. No, we love him.
That's so funny. So yeah, so like he read his author's note for The Splendid and the Vile, and so we were able to ask him about you know, not just his experience behind the mic, but also a little insight into why he wrote his book and you know, and why they love libraries. So we ask a lot of questions from the audiobook studio, and they're really bite-sized, easily consumable episodes. So I feel like people's time, all of the time, but perhaps especially right now, is limited in what people can commit to sitting down and taking in. And I think it's nice to know that you can get a lot of either readers and listeners advisory if you're a librarian, or just some really cool, you know, book club fodder or behind the scenes information that you would never normally get to find out by listening to these really short, fun interviews with the authors. So it's This Is the Author, and it's available wherever you find your podcasts, or you can find more at penguinrandomhouseaudio.com. So that's something that I think is helpful at this time, perhaps, to find a little more information. And then also,
I enjoy an audiobook so much more when it's read by the author. I think that's it's just fabulous when they do both the writing and the reading.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. Obviously, I mean, our goal is always to find the right reader for every book. And sometimes it is the author and sometimes it's not, for, you know, various reasons, whether the author doesn't want to do it or whether, you know, especially with fictional titles, it's always, not always, but a lot of the times an author perhaps doesn't want to read it themselves and they want a professional actor to take on the challenge per se of reading the book. But it all depends, and our producers are wonderful about really making sure every book is read by exactly who it should be, and a lot of times that is the author. And I love that's the cool thing I think about This Is the Author too, is that even if they didn't read the whole book, you still get to hear their voice if they came in even for like a little bit, and we ask them a lot of questions, you get a tidbit they sound like. Yeah, it's fun. And I should also mention, for librarians, booksontape.com is a great resource if you want to find out more about audiobooks. So whether you just want to listen to clips, if you don't have time to read everything on your TBR list, it's a great place to find. We offer clips for every book that's coming out. And if you don't see a clip up there, it's coming. So, you know, if something's not coming out for 5 more months, we wouldn't have a clip up yet. But for you know, things that are closer to on sale or already on sale, it's a great way to just get a taste of what the writing is like, what the narrator sounds like, what the author's style is. So that's a wonderful place, I think, to get a little more info or just listen to some clips and find out more. So booksontape.com is a good resource for librarians. And
I purchase all the audiobooks for the Syosset Public Library. So I use the Book on Tape resource all the time. I listen to the clip, decide whether the book would be perfect for our library or not. But yes, Books on Tape is a great website.
And just to throw back to a few days ago, sorry, I'll let you finish in a second. We were talking about how nostalgic the word tape is.
I know. Right. Which in me is a very like warm and fuzzy feeling, because I did grow up listening to books on tape and had a whole like cassette audiobook library, or would take them out from my real library. So it's funny thinking back now to me as a kid doing that and then knowing where I work now. It's funny, but I know we often go by BOT now, which is the modern, you know, so you don't have to say tape, but it is funny.
So many more books are going to digital as opposed to even being on CD.
Yes, absolutely. But I think right now in this moment especially, I think we're all so grateful that we can access whatever books we need at home, especially through our libraries at any time. And speaking of that, you know, we do have different discounts and sales happening right now for digital titles. So whether it's through your library jobbers, you know, whatever wholesaler you use as a public library or school, or if you're a patron who's looking to, you know, buy something from a retail site, now is a good time to just keep an eye out for some sales and discounts that we have going on. So I would go to your provider of choice and ask them about that. And really I also should mention, there's so many more resources on the Penguin Random House Library marketing website. So we've created a tiny URL to make that a little easier to find. So if you go to tinyurl.com/PRH library resources, you can learn more about both the temporary open access license, which you had Skip Dye speak about a couple of weeks ago for online story time. We have a ton of suggestions for building your digital collection specifically and making sure that the ebook and digital audio information is easy to find. We have information on leading virtual book groups, which has become, I think, even more vital at this time to everybody. Books in Spanish, how you can get, as a librarian reviewer, access to the Volumes app I mentioned, and lots more. So we're trying to make sure that all the resources that librarians need are at your fingertips. So please reach out. We also have a way to contact us in that post. So if you know that you need something that you're not seeing, let us know, because we would love to help.
Can you just repeat that one more time? Tinyurl.
tinyurl.com/PRH library resources.
And I know that with Skip, he had sent us a bunch of links. If possible, if we could just have some links to drop in the blog version of this, of our connected to our podcast, just so the listeners and the readers and the librarians can access any of this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And a few more, because I know I feel like I've perhaps overwhelmed. I hope not, but there's just so much out there that I think could be helpful to people at this time. I did also want to mention Borrow, Read, Repeat, which is a wonderful resource for patrons. I love the tagline there. It's love your library, but hate the holds list. Here's what's soon to be hot. And it's these amazing detailed curated lists for every category you can think of, or some that you never would have thought of. And it's incredibly helpful, I think, both for patrons who are looking for what to read next, and also for librarians to find both things that they can share on social media with their patrons to give them ideas, or also just for your own, you know, readers and listeners advisory. It's really, I think that's something, even like with your title swap, it's such an example of how much fun it is to see what other people are recommending and
definitely and
what lists people put together. So borrowreadrepeat.com is a site for patrons to find some really fun curated lists in different
categories.
I'm gonna
have to send that to my cousin,
and
she's texting me right now because she's home with a Kindle and she wants to read, so she's asking me for my library card because she doesn't have one. So
Yeah,
I'll give you mine. You could access my Overdrive Libby, just know I have two books out. Like, I don't care whatever else you read. And she's like, everything I want is on a hold list.
I know. And it's really, it's hard, especially now. I think, you know, certain books, of course, have such a long hold list. So what we've done is, with that in mind, trying to bring back some of the backlist titles that someone who really wants to read, for example, you know, Where the Crawdads Sing, can find something else that might appeal to them too. So finding some of those connections that might, you know, not be obvious to someone who doesn't spend all of their time thinking about books like we do and like you do. And then another thing I wanted to mention, which is for everybody, is readtogetherbetogether.com. So specifically helpful for parents, I think, and it is through a partnership with Penguin Random House and Parents Magazine, which is perfect. They have sort of honed in on the really kids-friendly online book events and live story times and all of that online gold that's out there right now for kids and families. So readtogetherbetogether.com also is a hub of everything that's happening in the book space for kids and families. And that's been really helpful to me as well. Like, I'm so thrilled to find, because there's so much information out there. It can be overwhelming. I'm so happy to find these sites are being created where we can just find everything that we might want to know and then pick and choose what times we might want to join in. So, for example, Alan Cumming is doing a reading today at 3. They have Children's Story Hour every day at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and he's reading his children's book today. I love him. And just so many incredibly comforting presences. I feel like you're welcoming into the
He's amazing.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely somebody I'd like to have coffee with, and then maybe a glass of wine even.
And Brightly, which is also on this hub, Brightly is a wonderful site for parents, and it has just tons of collections and suggestions and story time. Full disclosure, I actually am a narrator for Brightly as well, so they have a YouTube channel where you can listen to books being read to you. And I cheat sometimes with my son, because if I can't read a book at the moment, I'll put on a YouTube video of me reading a book and walk away slowly. And it'll keep his attention, and it's really great because they have so many different varieties. So sometimes it's a person reading to you where you see them and the book, and sometimes it's literally like a book. They call it their flip along series, where it's a book with the pages being turned just the way that, you know, a kid would hear it in real life and in person. So there are a lot of different options on their YouTube page and also on their website. They just have a ton of wonderful resources for parents and with book information. So that's Brightly, which is on the, you can find information about Brightly at the readtogetherbetogether.com site as well. So I know I'm meeting people in so many different directions. And something that I found out about this week that I thought was really cool, that is also from Penguin Random House, but from a group called Books from the Source, is that they're offering to have some of their authors join virtual book clubs. You can invite an author to your virtual book club. So they have a list of more than 20 authors who have volunteered to be part of this offer. So if you email booksfromthesource@prh.com, you can ask them for the list and invite one of the authors to join. And they have all these amazing, very, of course, book club friendly choices, like Fiona Davis, who wrote The Chelsea Girls, Stephen Rowley, who wrote The Editor, which I adored. And Michael Urie read that audiobook, and it was so good.
I love The Editor. That was a great
book. I love that book,
too. Your April staff pick.
You're kidding. Oh, my God. We didn't even rehearse this. That's so weird.
It's great when this stuff comes together.
Yeah, I enjoyed that book. I love anything with Jackie Kennedy. I thought that was such a great, The Editor being Jacqueline Kennedy. I thought it was great.
It was. I loved that book. And, so they have this list of incredible authors that would love to join the new socially distanced book club meeting. So you can email them and learn more about that offer. So
yeah, I sent that over to Jackie, who's the head of reader services. I sent that list to her. So we'll see what we can do about it.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. And then one more thing I wanted to mention, which I know you participate in, is that there's Ask a Librarian on Thursday. So today's Thursday, right? Although this won't air on a Thursday, but every Thursday at noon, if you follow the hashtag Ask a Librarian, any of your patrons out there can ask for a book recommendation, and there are librarians from all over the country joining in to give great suggestions and read-alikes. I love tuning in to see all of the different comments and suggestions that come up. It gives me so many ideas too. And it's really heartwarming, I think, to know everyone's gathering together and asking
great.
The librarians of the country for help. And it's really great. You said you had more people participate than ever recently, right?
I'm not the one that usually does it. It's Donna, one of our other reader services librarians. Last week she said it was just nonstop. So I volunteered to help her this week. So I'm going to be doing that at 12 o'clock. Yes.
Wonderful.
For the first, I've never done it before. So yes, I'm looking forward to it for the first time.
It's really interesting to see, you know, because you're a public librarian and you're working from home, you're just like, okay, how is this going to work exactly? But I think, our patrons, you know, we all want to be together soon, but we also understand the limitations, or we're trying to understand the limitations of this strange world that came about a few weeks ago. But it's, you know, there we really are seeing a lot of engagement. And that's the Ask a Librarian, Donna. Yeah, she's been doing it for years, right, Evelyn?
Years, yeah. Years,
yeah,
years.
She did it at the library she was at before.
Mm-hmm. And she said that this was one of the that this is the busiest she's ever seen it. And even Turn the Page in the month of March had, I think, like 613 downloads, which
Woo-hoo.
Is a,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've been so excited to come across your podcast and be a listener as well. It's been
thank you
really comforting to me. I love it. Like I said, I mean, I have already a soft spot for a fabulous Long Island library or any library, let's be honest, any library. Yeah. But it's been really fun to feel like I'm meeting you. It's fun to talk to you after listening to your voices before.
Well, we hope to meet you in person once all of this goes over.
I know. I hope so. I'll have to come visit your library.
Please.
My parents are still on Long Island, so and I'm trying to think if there's anything I didn't mention because
you can always come back. I mean, and even, you know, and to be honest with you,
we're always willing to share more.
You are. And whether or not, I mean, you know, obviously these extra episodes we're doing are, you know, usually we release an episode a week and you have all been fabulous for that because you've been sending us authors to interview since I think like last year was when we first had the offer to interview Lisa Scottolini.
She was unbelievable.
She's a riot. She's great.
Are you doing her daughter's book also?
Yes, we are.
Ghost of Harvard, right?
Yes.
I have to say those books are, they're hilarious. I love them, the ones that she writes with her mom, but they're really good to read because Evelyn and I do a rotation at a nursing home.
I read her books all the time.
I always bring one of their books. Mm-hmm. I mean,
me
I think
too.
So
the other book I have to bring that they love is Joan Rivers, but I don't know why.
I don't think we can get her, Stacey.
She's very hard for me to read to them because I have to censor her a lot.
But yeah, you have Penguin Random House, you've all been wonderful to us, and you know, I not just in times of crisis is what I was going to say. You know, we certainly hope that there is a healthy end in sight sometime very soon where we can at least slowly start to go back to something. And I don't think it's ever going to be exactly the same. Beyond this, you know, anybody is welcome to come chat with us, whatever you want, because I think our listeners, both library professionals and patrons, like to hear what the publishers are doing.
Oh, well, that's great to know because we love the opportunity to share, just be well and healthy and safe at this time, and to keep doing all the wonderful work you're doing because it's so important.
Jen, thank you. So once again, this has been Jessica.
This is Stacey saying bye. Or
this is Evelyn.
And this is Jen. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jen. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. It was fun to talk to you.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode. Thank you.